أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to one of the objections that they had made, that why does this Rasul act like an ordinary person going into the marketplaces to carry out business deals and to purchase the necessities that he requires? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every Nabi who came in the past, even those whom you believe were messengers of Allah, they had also carried out these necessities and were also involved in these activities. He's a Rasul. He has to teach people how to trade and how to buy and how to sell. He is a messenger of Allah. He came as a teacher. If he was an angel, why would he go to the marketplace? He had no needs and no requirements. But Allah had to make him a human being so that you learn practically how to do when you see him dealing and when you see him performing the normal duties of life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to exercise sabr, to hold back, to restrain himself and his emotions, his utterances, and that he should be fully aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything and Allah is ever watchful over all that they do and he has full knowledge over all that they say. Moving on to the 19th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the very same argument that they had made on a continuous basis. Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who do not fear meeting us. They had no fear. They were bold. They were arrogant. If we are resurrected, we will stand before Allah. And we will deal with what is needed out to us in Akhirah. They had that type of an attitude. One is they did not believe in Akhirah. And they said that if we were to be raised in Akhirah, and if we were to be resurrected and given life after death, then we'll deal with the problem when we are faced with it. So Allah says, those who had no fear of meeting us, and we as believers, we are taught that we are apprehensive all the time, we are apprehensive and we are concerned and there's anxiety about standing before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Allah says, and for the one who fears standing before his Rabb, you know there's a day going to come where you are going to stand one-on-one, face-to-face with your Allah. So a believer, he's concerned about that, his apprehension, his fear, and he always asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حِسَابَ يَسِيرَ. The dua that we make, Allahumma barik lana fil maut, wa fima ba'd al maut, Allahumma hasibna. Oh Allah, when the time comes for you to have to interrogate us, and when the time comes for you to hold us to account and responsible for our deeds, then make it حِسَابَ يَسِيرَ. Already an easy accountability, an easy, a simple interrogation. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Allah says, those who have no fear, absolutely, they do not fear meeting us. There's no apprehension of meeting us. What do they say? لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ. Again, why were angels not sent down? They kept on repeating the same argument. Why were angels not sent down? Where are the angels? أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. They went one step further. They says, why can't we see our Rabb? Why can't we see our Rabb? You speak of a Rabb. You speak of a God. Why can't we see our Rabb? Why can't we see the angel? لَقَدْ إِسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, they think very highly of themselves. Kibr, pride, arrogance. They think very highly of themselves. Who do you think you are? What level have you reached that you feel you are entitled to see the angel? And that you are entitled to meet the angel? And that you are entitled to see your Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they think very highly of themselves. وَعَتَوْ عُدُوًا كَبِيرًا. Allah says, they have gone too far in their rebellion. They are so far in their rebellion and in their transgression that it has caused them now to start making these type of statements. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. Allah says, the day will come where they will see the angels. They will see the angel. In the dunya, they will not see the angels. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. The day when they do see the angels, for real, لا بشرى. There will be no good news for them on that day. لا بشرى يومئذٍ. It's not like the angels will come and be giving them good news, and the angels will come carrying glad tidings for them. Allah says, لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. On that day, as their ruhs are being extracted from their body and the souls are being taken out from their bodies, they see the angels with their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before they leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day there'll be no good news for them. Those angels will not carry good news for them, unlike the believer. When the believer, as his soul is leaving his body, he's giving good news of Jannah, he's being told of what awaits him in paradise, and he is made to feel comfortable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this condition and the state of a believer when the angels come to him, they come to him with good news. But Allah says about the mujrimeen, the criminals and the sinners, لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. On that day there will be absolutely no good news for the criminals and for the sinners. وَيَقُولُونَ. And when they see what they were promised, and when they see the angels, and when they see the chastisement, and when they see the suffering that they are to face in Akhirah, what do they say? They will say, حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. We need a shelter that will protect us. We need a shelter, a protected shelter. Because that was their reaction in dunya whenever they were faced with any danger. And whenever they perceived any danger, whenever they saw any form of punishment or whatever it may be, the first reaction was, where can we find a shelter to keep us protected? So that will be their first reaction in Akhirah as well. What they will scream out, Hijran Mahjura, Hijran Mahjura, we need a shelter to protect us. Allah says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِذَا مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Allah says, you will then study, and we will come, and we will approach the deed that they have performed. The disbelievers, they perform many good deeds, and they carry out many good deeds, acts of righteousness, and so on and so forth, acts of kindness. But as we said earlier, they are rewarded for those deeds in this dunya. They are rewarded for those deeds. Allah is not unjust or unfair to anyone, so they are rewarded. But they are rewarded in this world. Allah gives them long life. Allah gives them health. Allah gives them power. Allah gives them authority. Allah gives them wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them fame. Allah gives them popularity. Allah gives them all the luxuries and comforts of dunya. They enjoy for the good deeds and the acts of kindness that they perform. And we might know of certain celebrities, or we might know of certain famous people in this world who are very, very generous. And look at how Allah was generous towards them. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them in this dunya. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them much in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Akhirah, وَقَدِمْنَا إِذَا مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Allah says, we will approach their deeds. We will come to their deeds. Meaning we will study their deeds, every deed that they had performed. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We will turn it into scattered dust. It will mean nothing. In Akhirah, absolutely nothing. Why? The criteria. The criteria was not there. What was the criteria? Submission to the will and the command of Allah. Submission to the will and the command of Allah, obedience, iman, and believing in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that was not there. That is why the deeds will be turned into scattered dust. It will disappear. Ashabul Jannah. Allah speaks to the people of Jannah on that day. May Allah make us from them. Allah says, Ashabul Jannati Yawma Idin. The people of paradise on that day, khayrun, they will be the best. They will be the best, mustaqarran, in their residence. Meaning the place of residence will be the best. It will be unlike something we can ever imagine. Allah says, they will be the best in as far as the mustaqar is concerned. Mustaqar is referred to a permanent place of residence. The permanent place of residence. Allah says they will be the best in as far in terms of that, وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا, and they will have the best resting place that one can ever imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.